A power press for the Review Office. For 5 years, the Review and Herald had been printed on a press owned and operated by Sabbath-keeping Adventists. The printing of each sheet was virtually a custom job. The type was inked, a sheet of paper laid on it, and the lever pulled, making the impression. The same was true of all other publications put out between 1852 and 1857, wrote James White. With our hand press, it takes 3 days of each week to print the Review and Herald. Should the circulation of the Review and Herald be doubled, which we may hope it soon will be, there would be no room for the instructor, and a large amount of work would be shut out. Ibid, March 19, 1857. A special conference to consider this urgent need was called for Friday, April 10, 1857, in Battle Creek. Joseph Bates was chosen to preside. First attention was given to the matter of a power press. Two resolutions were passed: 1, that such a press be obtained for the Review Office, and 2, that all business pertaining to the purchasing of the press, etc., be confided to the hands of the Publishing Committee. Ibid, April 16, 1857. It was thought that such a press could be secured for less than $2,500. James White made the purchase in Boston on their next trip to the East.